The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm encountering some technical difficulties on the video end, so I'm sure Jesse has selected a beautiful photo of me to fill the void for now.
Wired mic. The wired headphones. I like that. I'll be going to be on the road here for two of the three next. I'm going to have some fun.
Where are you going?
And I'm going to make sure I take my iPad. I have some golf stuff, and I need to be at the course, so I'm going to be doing it. Boop-boop-boop. But I will have, I'm sure I'll do one Tahoe and then, you know, something else. But I will be having the iPad with me. Hopefully it works.
Oh, boy.
I know. I'm with you. I feel the same
don't
way.
Don't say I will be having the iPad with me.
What should I say?
Because you should have the iPad with you, but we all know that there have been times where you should have had the iPad with you and didn't.
I forget sometimes, yeah.
So there's no guarantee you won't forget. Well,
this is like the most recent time you went somewhere.
So there's a couple of things that have been very troublesome to me lately. I brought my parking pass to get into the building today.
Which brought it with you?
Well, no. I brought that as my badge. You know, this is Secure Central over here at the Everlight Solar Studios. And
I don't know. I don't have a badge.
And I'm trying to get in, and I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, ugh. Brought the parking pass. And then yesterday.
And you still beat Jesse in.
Oh, by a lot. Yeah. I mean, well, if I got here at 57, I would beat Jesse in. And then yesterday, we have a great event. Our friends, we did a thing for the Children's Hospital. Sarah and I, we hosted with another couple. And it was at, you know, Tommy's Buck and Honey's, right? And Buck and Honey's is a growing, it is just an enterprise. There's four of them, you know, Mount Horeb, you know, Monona. And I thought it was in Wanakee last night.
Oh, no.
So the event starts at 5:30. We, as hosts, we have to get there a little earlier. Sarah's put a lot of time and effort into this.
Oh, no.
And I had to, as I do a lot of, and this is a weakness of mine, I can't go backwards. You guys know that. It is a big struggle.
Forward, not backward.
And Max had something hockey-related. It was close. And I had pounded into my head that this thing was in Wanakee. Okay? But it was always scheduled in Monona, which is a lot further away from the hockey rink. Okay?
Spoiler alert, it was not in Wanakee.
So we're driving. And
got a
Sarah's,
feeling I know where this story
Sarah's
goes.
Sarah's sending like texts out, and Max is in the back, and I'm sitting there like, oh, okay, this will be nice. We're going to be on time. We're going to be early. And as we basically are pulling into Wanakee, and there's a lot of traffic at 4:45, she's like, what are you doing? And so the event's in Wanakee. And gives me a look like,
you're
what the blank are you talking? Nobody has ever said. And of course, I get a little... I get a little angstful, frustrated.
Oh, no.
Did you
snap
out?
At her?
I didn't snap, but I said, what the blank? And it turns out this was completely my fault. So I do a quick UE, legal, get back.
Sure,
I am very, very frustrated. And I'm driving. I get on 94 to head back, you know, go on to Beltline to get to the Monona Buck and Honeys.
Oh.
And this car, there's three lanes, a big old highway.
Oh, no.
Very, very, very frustrating.
There's three. It's a three or four lane
highway.
This
poor car had no idea what it signed up
they're
for.
They're just plodding along in the right lane. Instead of getting over, there's no semis. Get over and get out of the right lane. You don't go in that lane.
The right lane is the slow lane.
The right lane is where you're supposed to be slow.
No, but you don't. When there's entry points, you get over. Is that not how highway operates? Is that not? You get over. Well, he doesn't get over. I lay on the horn because I'm very frustrated.
Yeah.
I don't even get a look. I get a blank you bird out the window, and that doesn't make me happy. So now my irritation level has peaked to an nth degree that you don't even want to be a part of. Max has seen this
Neither
movie.
Neither Sarah.
No, trust me, Sarah was not happy with me on this. And I did apologize because this was all on me. I had pre-programmed my own head, even though the invite, which I never actually saw, said Monona the whole time.
Which
Truman.
I never actually saw.
Truman.
So, luckily, I'm listening to a different radio station, and guess what song comes on to calm everything down?
Natasha Bedingfield, Unwritten.
No. Pink, Pony Club.
Nah.
Pink Pony Club got me from wanting to throw 50 birds at old boy. I hit the button. Pink Pony Club comes on, and I said, you know what, Sarah, I was wrong. Everything was calm. We got to Monona, had a great time at the event, got to everything, worked itself out, and I owe it all to Pink Pony Club.
So how late were
you? We were not late because we were supposed to get there a half hour early because you had to set up and talk and, you know, get the program set, all that stuff. So we weren't late, but we were late. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Not a lot, but some.
Were you late for being early?
Yes. That's a fair way to look at it. We were late for being early.
And you think Pink Pony Club is some type of psychological therapeutic device now that you have?
I'm not going to lie to you. When I heard, when Sarah said, why are you going this way? We're in Monona. That was a pretty low point for old T. I was not a happy camper at that point. So, yes, Pink Pony Club. And then the guy flipping me off. Like, it just, there was a series of unfortunate events. Like Lemony Snicket.
If I may.
Why do you ask? Because even when I say you're not made, you still do it. So just go ahead.
So how are you going to approach things differently, if at all? Because I feel like there is some parallel here to your situation with putting things into the calendar without detailed intel.
Well, so, and this is another point of contention. We now have a big screened calendar digital that is now set up. And I have been scolded fairly that I don't put exact times in. Okay? I have been scolded about this. I look in my calendar last night, and so this whole thing, I had to get Max over to hockey about 6:30. So I figure if I'm there for the first hour and a half of the program, I can come back, because it said in the calendar 5 to 9.
Yeah, but we've been over what your calendar typically
this
says.
This was someone else. This wasn't me putting it in my calendar. This was programmed in.
All right.
So you can't have it both ways. Is that fair? Like, if you're going to criticize me about not putting in exact times, which is fair, I am bad at it. You have to be great at it then. Is that fair?
No.
What do you mean, no? You are so afraid of Sarah.
Sounds like you need to be a little more afraid of Sarah.
I wouldn't say in order, like, you don't have to be great at it, but you have to be generally good at it. I'd say it sounds like she's generally good at it.
She's generally good at it, but she didn't put, in fairness to me.
Like, she's allowed to make a
mistake.
She did
not put Monona
entirely.
It just said 5 to 9 Buck and Honeys, so it never said Monona. And it also said 5 to 9, and it turns out it was actually 5:30 to 8. So just
right,
everything
but you
got
need
a little...
to be there at 5 to set up.
Yeah.
So
it
you,
turns
are you
out
gonna...
she.
No, I took it. And listen, guys, I want to make sure I'm crystal clear on this.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
This is all me. This is my fault.
Except
No.
For the calendar,
Jason. I'm telling you, it's all me. I'm not, and I apologize to Sarah. We're fine.
But what are you going to change? Are you going to change how
That's
you put stuff in the calendar? Are you going to change how you read the calendar? Are you going to change how you drive, how you react in angry moments when driving? Or are you just going to turn Pink Pony Club on all the time?
Well,
so
the
you're
good news
always
is,
calm.
It's on that station every time, so I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to have a CD. I just got to turn on that station, and boom, Pink Pony Club is on. I don't know. I don't have any answers for you. I know I don't want to do what happened last night. So we're going to get – there's some things that need to be fixed. And it's majorly by me. Thank you. That's so good. 7 years later, this song, it becomes a hit. Still crazy to me.
All right. I can't believe that the Packers have a wide receiver who is getting reassurance about his role via his agent.
Yeah,
by
I thought we were
going to
start there, but for whatever reason, we did.
We've got Elgton Jenkins not there. We don't know what's going on with Romeo Dobbs.
By the way, did all those YouTubers apologize to you about the Elgton Jenkins thing? Because you were 100% right and they were wrong?
Not that I've seen.
Come on, YouTubers. Hey, this is an accountability show. I was wrong. I just made myself accountable. You guys need to apologize. Who was the guy, Pac-Man, or what was the dude's name that was getting after Jason's Pac-Talk again, or what was his name?
What was it? Yeah,
Jason, who was the guy?
I don't remember. But I do remember a great time that we had last week at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. I'd like you to tell people.
Oh, we loved it. There should have been smoke coming out. The new Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Jason and I and Jesse, we got those great hats down there. You got all those slots. Over 1,300 slot machines, 50 live table games, a sports book that Jesse feels he's just going to win a bunch of money, taking the Packers, some other things, and a beautiful rock shop. And if you're hungry, Jelly and I and Youngster, great meal. A lot of diverse dining options at the Hard Rock Cafe. Council Oak Steak, seafood, bricked Italian kitchen. I can't wait to try the UU Noodle Bar, street tacos. They got it all. And it's right down a little under an hour from us in Sun Prairie, down to that casino, the big, beautiful gold and purple guitar right off I-90, a premier entertainment destination in Rockford, Illinois, the Hard Rock Casino, Rockford.
On a Packers-centric show at 10:30, on a show that started at 9, we will talk about the Packers, and we'll do it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the
Pink Pony Club. Welcome back into the Pink Pony Club. Tausch calming down.
I guess I'm just confused because from a road etiquette standpoint, I understand sometimes you can't get over. It was clear lanes everywhere to the left. Just slide over one lane when people are coming on.
No, I agree with you on that. It is annoying. Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. You know, the horn may be, you know, overly aggressive. But
maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
You didn't need to get after the guy like that, you know.
Oh, he flipped me off with no problem.
Because you said you laid down horn at him.
Horn doesn't always necessarily require a flip-off.
If it you were in his position and someone honked the way you honked.
I'd do this. I like my double arms up is more.
Oh, and take then both hands off the wheel. That's
good. I like the subtle thumbs up to kind of tell him I blank off, too. I think that's more meaningful than a flip-off. But I digress.
All right, so speaking of telling people to blank off, that is not what Goody did when apparently, per Adam Schefter, Drew Rosenhaus and his client, Jaden Reed, wanted clarification on Jaden Reed's role in the aftermath of two wide receivers being selected.
Oh, God.
By the Green Bay Packers. I want to read this in its entirety, not my entire story from channel3000.com. We'll get to that in a second. But here is how Adam Schefter phrased this post. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst met last week, with Jaden Reed's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, to clarify the wide receiver status in Green Bay after the team drafted Matthew Golden and Savion Williams. The team said it will not affect Reed's status as its top receiver per source. Tausch, your thoughts.
I don't like anything about this whole deal. So it's one thing if you are an established player and you have these conversations, but Jaden Reed, by his own account, had a disappointing season last year. Like, the NFL there are no gimmies in this business. You earn everything you get. You haven't earned jack yet.
Led them in receiving.
That's great.
Both receptions and yards. That's each great. Of the so first do it, two hey, seasons.
So do it again. You don't. Yeah, you can be irritated. Use that as fuel. Now, if you want to have those conversations, and maybe I don't have a problem. Keep this behind closed doors. I have no problem with you going up there and saying, "Hey, what does this mean?" Whatever it might be. But if you're a third-year player, you haven't done anything. Like, yeah, it's great that you led the team. Do it again. Do it better. Don't have the drop. So this receiving room, you saw it last year. And this is the risk you take when you go young and you don't have an established starter, an established guy to lead. You don't have Donald Driver leading Jordy and Greg Jennings, and then Jordy leading Randall Cobb and Devontae, and then Devontae leading. It's an important piece to this because that position is different. I said all last offseason it was just the most fascinating part of the storyline because you don't see this very often. You have a bunch of guys jockeying to be the guy and to say, well, don't worry about it. You know, just work it out and it'll, you know, everybody's going to be a star. Well, that's just not how it goes. A la Friends. You eventually, Jennifer Aniston has a pretty good run. So somebody has to emerge, and it's not going to be the guy that, oh, I don't like my reps, I'm going home. That was such a big red flag, and I think it's, you know, I'm sure Romeo Doubs is not happy. Jaden Reed's not happy. You know what? Good.
Good.
Jocko it. Good. Do something about it. You want to keep the number one spot and had drafted a first round? Why don't go get it? Go do it. Having 33 drops is the reason that they drafted these guys. You don't think if Jaden Reed and Wicks had 85, 90 catches a guy and we're like, oh my God, are we set? You think they draft two wideouts in the first three rounds? No. It happens because of what we saw on the field. They haven't given up on you, but you aren't owed jack. This league doesn't owe you nothing. And until you figure that part of it out, you're going to be sorely disappointed. So I understand the personal feelings. You feel for a second like, what does this mean? But immediately then you use this as fuel. You say, oh, you don't think I'm a guy? You don't think I'm the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see this. I ain't dropping them all. I'm going to do an hour of jugs after the practice is over. I ain't letting that happen. I'm not going to be an afterthought the last half of the season. So if that's what he does and uses this as that fuel, great. I don't mind guys getting upset and get up in their feelings. That's life. What are you going to do about it? And if you're going to pout and be a baby, I don't want you on my team. Now, if you're going to say, all right, then, I want you. I want to see that happen. I want Jaden Reed to push, and I want him to take over and be the leader of this group. It seems as if Christian Watson has done that. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, now he's hurt. But at some point, you have to look at this and say, well, I need to be better. And if you don't have that attitude, I'm sorry, it ain't going to happen for you.
So just to kind of recap, we've got the uncertainty of the Jaire Alexander situation, which, by the way, I asked Jeff Hafley about him, and Jeff Hafley punted on the question. I said, I still have to ask, and he said, I respect the question. I hope you respect my position on not being able to answer.
That's a lot of respect.
That's a lot of respect, a lot of respect. But again, if we were feeling encouraged and hopeful that that was going to get worked out, isn't there a path of, hey, look, they're still working things out. I just know this. He's a really good football player. We're better when he's healthy and part of our team. Hopefully that works out for us. But he did not want to go there. We've got the Elgton Jenkins piece where he doesn't have a problem moving to center. Steno said that. I have been told that.
Guaranteed bread. Yep.
He's got 2 years left on his deal with pretty high cap numbers, and he's in a position where he would like some security of some guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, if your general manager comes out and says, we think he can be an all-pro center, then and that he doesn't want 30-year-old players generally on the team, and you're going to turn 30 the day after Christmas, I don't blame Elgton for wanting some measure of security.
Just so we're on the same page, we're not equating Elton's situation at all with Jaden Reed's or Romeo Doubs.
No.
Okay, but just wanted to confirm.
No,
okay.
He's got the pelts on the wall, as Mike McCarthy would say. Romeo Doubs, I don't know if he's there or not. We did not ask about his presence.
Again, when Matt
Schneidman. Are there any photos?
When Matt Schneidman of The Athletic went through 154 photos posted by Evan Siegel at the start of the offseason program, Romeo was not in them.
Uh-oh. Was Jaden?
Yes, he was. Okay. And Jaden Reed is there. But
was he
again,
happy about his role in the photos?
He didn't like the lighting on one, I would believe. Thought that Golden got a little more shine than he did.
What is this? Is this, because I would not have expected
Jason,
this. Is this the era we live in?
Jason, welcome to the NFL when guys are jockeying for stuff. Guys are going to be unhappy.
Well, isn't this telling us that the friends approach, the ensemble, is just, it's not working? One is injured and two others have been or are unhappy with their pecking order
location.
Here's
the problem, Jason. Friends as a cast, they didn't shrink. Their numbers didn't go down. They went up. Had that show dropped off, none of them are getting paid. The problem is we got Gunter and I don't know the other bit characters. Who besides Gunter? Who else is there on that show? What's the gal's name that was with Chandler all the time? Goofy voice.
Janice.
You got Janice's and Gunter's thinking they're Jennifer Aniston. Hey, you ain't. You're not going to get in that same level as this cast. So right now, the ensemble cast is none of the actual cast. You have Gunter, and you have Janice, and...
I don't know
the other characters either. You had the old dude that was living above him. I can't remember his name. That's where we're at.
At Jesse's Verbal.
We maybe have a Tribbiani sister or two. Like, we don't have... There are no stars in this cast right now. Tucker Kraft would be the closest thing to a Joey Tribbiani. Okay? And then you got Josh Jacobs. He'd be Ross. Tell me a wideout that makes that cast as we sit here right now. Jaden Reed would be the closest thing, and he's probably Gunter.
Mm-hmm.
And not Ladarius covering Julio.
Down by the schoolyard. All right, we're way behind. We need to try and get caught up. I want to understand if there is a downside.
Facts over feelings right now is what this is.
Okay, but there's another component to this.
What is it?
And it involves the right tackle position.
Ooh. Something juicy?
We'll talk about that after Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Coors Light brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill in those mountains. On Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans, they are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Love is ablaze, I saw flames from the side of the stage. And the fire brigade comes in a couple of days. Until then, we got nothing to say and nothing to know, but something to drink and maybe something to smoke. Let it go until our roads are changed. Singing we found love in a local rave. No, I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out.
All right, so this is why I try not to make assumptions. Now, maybe this is nothing. Okay, I'm willing to acknowledge the possibility that this is nothing. But... Adam Stenovich talking about the offensive line yesterday, which added tackle Anthony Belton in the second round and tackle John Williams in the seventh, both left tackles in college. Quoting now from Steno, we're going to have a lot of competition at both tackle positions with trying to find out who our best five guys are.
Oh.
However it shakes out, left tackle, right tackle, obviously right guard, there's a lot of good competition. With the guys we've added, plus the guys getting older and getting more experience, it's going to be really interesting to see how this all shakes out. You can understand why I would make that my most interesting thing from Adam Stenovich in my story on Channel 3000.
That's a fun idea that you're doing. You're kind of cutting it back and just going most interesting rather than just blah, blah, blah.
I did
blah,
a
blah,
separate
blah,
story
blah, blah, blah.
On the drama. But yes, I tried this out. Again, it's, you know, snackable pieces. Tausch, I'm on the radio with two of the all-time great right tackles in Packers history. We've got Forrest Gregg, and we got you two knuckleheads.
Thank you.
You and Brian Bulaga.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And you think Zach Tom is star-spangled awesome, even though after tearing his pec last offseason, he was not as awesome as he might have been had he been healthy. What are we doing here?
Well, you want to light a fire. I think Zach Tom, especially in his, I guess it would have been his second season, the way he moves, how he sets his angle, there's a lot of things to really like about Zach Tom. He's a really good football player. Last year, he was inconsistent. And it's easy to say, well, you know, he had a pack and he had all these things. And that is a fair excuse, but nobody cares. And I think what the Packers are doing, Zach Tom's going to be the starting right tackle, unless there's an injury. There is a, I think, the push, and I just don't think we took a big enough look at what this group did in the pass protection part of the game last year. They were not good enough, and that has become abundantly clear by how the Packers have addressed their offseason. And Zach Tom had moments where he gave stuff up that he didn't in the past. So I think instead of crowning and saying, yeah, Zach Tom, again, he's going to be the right tackle. I think there is this, especially with the young players, there is a nothing is given. We drafted a guy. Sounds like maybe that's where they're going to put him to kind of start and get that competition going. Great. But it lets you know, hey, guys, what we did last year up front. Steno was that quote right there is crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't good enough last year. And if you're not part of the solution, you're going to have
you're part of the problem.
We're going to look at replacing you. Now, is that going to be something that I actually think happens? No. I think the left tackle spot is wide open, and I'm guessing right guard, we'll see. Right tackle will be manned by Zach Tom, and I would guess Zach Tom is going to come in with a chip on his shoulder, understanding he wants to get a big, fat, new deal. And maybe part of it is, too, hey, Zach, I know everybody has you crowned. We ain't crowning you yet. And I still think he gets a new deal, and I think he is going to win that spot, and I think he gets paid before the regular season. Yeah. But
would you take it to the bank?
Well, this quote obviously changes a little bit of what I think they're thinking, but no. I think this is strictly going to be a get your blank together, show us how you're going to be consistent, and then we're going to pay you and you're going to be our guy. That is what I believe, and not to say you're going to fend off guys from holding out or doing anything. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a game that gets played. And I think the Packers are saying, listen, man, you ain't there. You might have other folks crowning you. Till you get paid, you ain't crowned.
All right, I want to get further into this. We need to take a break. And look, I'm not taking it to the bank anymore either. I believe the hype from two great right tackles that Zach Tom was great. And I don't think Steno could have been any
Clearer. He did. He gave stuff up. And especially, again, that last game of the season leaves a mark. When you give up, he gave up a sack. He gave up a couple of pressures. It was a sloppy game. And you can look at it from 100 different perspectives. That game put in to Brian Gutekunst's head, this ain't going to be good enough to beat the big boys. We need to be better.
I do want to get into the importance of competition because I'm starting to wonder if this seemed like such a good idea for a while, and now it just feels like there are little brush fires that are springing up here. And I wonder how Zach Tom feels, and I wonder how Rasheed Walker feels, and all these other types of situations that are coming up here. I just wonder if there's more to be discussed here. We will discuss it after I tell you about Associated Bank. There's something to discuss there, too. They're great customer service, the best in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it. Early pay, up to 2 days early, getting your direct deposit, credit monitoring, fraud protection, more than 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, and, of course, Packers, Brewers, and Badgers checking. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. You might think the 10 o'clock hour is over, but it's not. One more segment next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Tuesday on Joe and Q, NBA lottery fallout. Now that the board is set, who's trading up, who's trading back?
Plus, will the Cavs show up in Game 5? Can the Joker lead Denver to another road win in OKC?
Joe and Q, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
All right, we've got some audio from Chewy, from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, and I had a good conversation with them once I actually appeared on the show after sleeping through
the segment.
You know
what I'm curious about, Jason?
What are you curious about, Mark?
What do you think, how do you think Matt LaFleur is viewing all this discontent? He hadn't had to really deal with a lot of this over the course of 6-7 years.
So I framed my story as that this is out of the ordinary.
I read it. You've had a good run here on Channel 3000 lately. Good stuff.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I like those little snackables.
You're
it's
a big Maddie, snacker.
It's a Maddie Hayes thing, a little snackable.
Like protein muffins. But I had some people push back and say, what do you mean they don't have to deal with drama? They had Favre, then they had Rodgers. This is different. That's one
organizational,
like inferno.
Yeah. Yes.
And these are multiple brush fires.
Yeah, but I mean, Rodgers was a constant, like the eternal flame. The eternal
that's
flame.
Pretty, that's a pretty good line right there.
That was more, but it's one of those things where you see little brush fires come up. You're like, oh, is that going to spread? The eternal flame, you're like, oh, yeah, the eternal flame's over there. Yep. Oh, yeah, well, we got to.
The burning bush. You just can't ever put it out.
We'll at some point figure that out. This, I would much rather it just be, okay, here's the deal. This is what we're dealing with. Then, oh, blank. Who's unhappy? Oh, blank. Oh, this room is a hot mess. Who's going to lead that room? Who's going to do it? There's a lot of little brush fires, as you put it.
And so I
good thing
feel,
we got rain coming, eh?
Mm-hmm, eh? With the Canadian quarterback, eh? So I do think that Matt LaFleur has to be going, all right, I like having young players because I feel like they listen to me. And I like the youthful exuberance and all that good stuff. But this is a lot of stuff going on with a lot of guys. And you can look, I understand Packers fans want to poo-poo, you know, the significance of this Jair thing or of this Romeo Doubs thing.
So
or
can,
of this...
can we agree that the easiest solution here is going to be Elgton Jenkins?
Yeah. Throw him a little sweetener, a little sprinkler on his contract,
it,
and you're done.
Guarantee it. He's going to be coming in. He'll be happier in the Clam Center. Boom, boom, boom.
But the Reed thing, and this is why I want to get to what Chewy had to say at the top of the hour here, which is already passed technically, because this story about clarifying Jaden Reed's role, that is not coming from the Packers. They did not leak that.
They would not, no.
To Adam Schefter, that is coming from Drew Rosenhaus, so everyone now can look back on this and say, hey, they told us that they weren't happy. It was out there. So that's significant to me.
Yeah, I just think, and I have Jesse working on something. I think someone covered this whole Jaden Reed scenario really well as a former left tackle for the G&G that I think we're, since Jesse loves imitating former offensive linemen, he covers this pretty well. The, it is like egos and things have to be dealt with, and that's why I think the open communication and figuring things out and identifying roles and getting them, you know, everyone understanding those roles, that is a key part of coaching. And getting them to buy into their role and not be satisfied is an incredibly difficult balance that coaches have to work through. So you have to understand who your players are and what makes them tick. Sometimes guys aren't up for it. And if they're not, they ain't the right guys.
What are the right guys? Our Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. David and his team are the best in the business. Hopefully you never have to make that call, but if you do, here's the number. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour. So are you saying that Jesse's going to do an imitation, or he's having someone on as a guest?
No, he's going to do an imitation.
Because we also want to play that Chewy
audio.
Yeah,
we want to start with Chewy, and then I think to put a bow on how this all played out.
Tosher here.
It's going to be somebody else, but yes, that will be Jesse's specialty.
Yeah, can't wait to hear it because I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
The 11 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.